Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.
Brooklyn's Radio Playhouse brings you a play from Upstage Surrey. And by the way, Upstage Surrey ask us to get some feedback regarding these regular offerings. Could you email any feedback to Upstage Theatre Company, figure 4, at gmail.com? That's Upstage Theatre Company, the figure 4, at gmail.com. And they do work hard, and all the feedback, good and otherwise, would be appreciated by this non-membership-funded local drama group. So tell them what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to hear more of.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Upstage Surrey presents A Tricky Business by William Mackay.
Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
I've just arrived at the venue for today's mediation, so thought I'd give you a quick call. Coming in, I notice there are two entrances to this place. Bearing in mind the hostility between these two, hopefully Mrs. Delgado has chosen one of them and Mr. Bentle the other. Anyway, we're about to start, so I better go. If by some miracle we finish early, I'll call you again later. Otherwise, I'll be back in the office tomorrow. Ah, Mr. Bentle, good morning. I'm Ian Clark, the mediator for today. I just wanted to introduce myself. I'll also now go along the corridor and meet Mrs. Delgado. The three of us can then get together for a plenary session in the same room. That way we can start drilling down into how to, hopefully, resolve this dispute.
Good to meet you, Ian, but I'm not going to the same room as her. Not after the way she's messed me around.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I can shuttle between this room and the one Mrs. Delgado is in just now. If and when you're then ready, we can all get together in the main room, which we also have booked for the whole day.
All day wasted, most likely. It's now more than 6 months since that woman was due to pay me. Since then, she hasn't paid me a penny. I just want what she owes me.
Well, wouldn't it be better if you told Mrs. Delgado that directly? After all, it's her you've got to persuade, not me.
All right. But I still think this is a waste of time. The only thing that will get her to pay up is a court order and a visit from the bailiffs. I'll come with you now, however, to go see her face to face.
Well, firstly, let me commend you both for agreeing to this mediation and for now coming together in this room. My name, as you know, is Ian Clark, and my role here today is as mediator to help you both to settle this dispute. I'm entirely impartial, and everything we discuss is completely confidential. The outcome is entirely in your hands. Where I come in trying to facilitate settlement by helping you two to see each other's point of view. This mediation offers you the opportunity to explore options for settlement which are mutually beneficial. A win-win outcome, if you like. So, keep in mind that the alternative is a win-lose outcome through costly and stressful court proceedings and a trial. If anyone wants a break at any time, just say. Similarly, if at any stage you would like to have a short confidential discussion with me to air any thoughts that you're not quite ready yet to share with each other, then just let me know. Now, are we all happy with using first names?
I guess so.
Yes, fine.
Good. Edwin, perhaps you could start, please, by briefly saying what the problem is from your point of view and what you want to get out of this mediation today.
Well, it's simple, really. Brigitte Delgado ordered a large consignment of men's and women's clothing wear from my business, Bentall Manufacturing. It was a large order, £250,000 worth. I would normally take a significant deposit for an order that large, but the way she self-promoted herself, she convinced me that I didn't need to worry about getting paid.
She has a name, you know.
All right, then. Brigitte told me all about how successful she'd been in building up a chain of clothes shops, making a point of letting me know she'd already made a fortune from her business. So I was led to believe that receiving payment wouldn't be a problem. Brigitte, was very enthusiastic to now expand internationally. She went on about her plans to open two top-end stores abroad. It all sounded like her business was doing very well. She also kept emphasising how much she only wanted very high-quality fashion clothing. That's where Bentall Manufacturing came in. We have a reputation for manufacturing top-quality fashion clothing for both men and women. So we both signed a sales agreement for Brigitte to purchase a range of men's and women's fashion wear from us for the sum of, as I say, £250,000. The entire consignment was then delivered to her 2 months later. All that was over 6 months ago. Since then, I haven't received one dime. Successful businesswoman, indeed. She's just a complete charlatan.
Complete charlatan? I won't sit here and be spoken about like that.
Please, Brigitte, let Edwin finish. You'll have the opportunity to have your say and to set out your position shortly. Let's keep in mind that listening is not agreeing.
Well, he's not giving you the whole story. The clothing was of appalling quality. Edwin, I can't believe that you thought what you were supplying was satisfactory. Why would I pay good money for that?
Brigitte, you contracted to take £250,000 worth of clothing. You can't just change your mind. You either honour our agreement by paying up, or I get the money by suing you for breach of contract.
It's not me in breach of contract, so just try suing me. I'll then sue you for a lot more.
You'll sue me? So that would be because you haven't paid me, would it, Brigitte? You're not being rational.
Oh, really? Well, we'll see what a court thinks about the entirely unsatisfactory quality of the goods you supplied. And my claim for slander and libel.
Slander and libel? You're just being ridiculous.
You think I don't know that you've been bad-mouthing me throughout the industry and on social media, saying I'm a fraudster and telling folk not to do business with me? I'm a highly principled and respected businesswoman.
Oh, really? Well, why am I still awaiting my 250,000 quid then?
I've tried to contact you to explain that. You never seem to be available. Calls always going to voicemail. It's time you packed in being in business and retired. You're not listening to me. The reason, little man, for not having paid you is, as I've just said, the atrocious quality of the goods. I couldn't believe it when my team and I started receiving first a few and then a torrent of customer complaints. You knew that I needed the highest quality of materials and workmanship for both the men's and women's wear, the finest dresses and suits. Instead, I got dresses that became clearly discoloured as soon as they were worn and suits with the stitching unravelling.
I think I would like to speak with you alone, please, Ian. Have a short one-to-one with you. I think you said we could do that.
Yes, that's fine. Brigitte, while I speak with Edwin alone, could I ask you please to remain here and perhaps give some thought as to what a satisfactory outcome from today might look like for you?
OK, but if I'm kept waiting long, I'm leaving.
I assure you, this won't take long.
Anything I tell you now is completely confidential between the two of us, right?
Oh, absolutely, Edwin. I won't pass on anything you say without you specifically agreeing to me doing so. So, you can speak freely.
Okay, then. I'm going to be entirely upfront with you. The factory has been losing money hand over fist for quite some time now. In the last year, we took on another big contract to manufacture clothing for a very top-end retail fashion brand. That fashion brand then became insolvent just before they took delivery from us and before we received payment from them. So I'm stuck with that stock and can't shift it. That was a big financial setback for us. I've therefore been cutting back on the quality of materials I buy in. The colour fastness and overall quality of what we supplied to Brigitte Delgado was probably not, therefore, up to our usual standard. So I don't really want this ending up in court, where expert evidence on the quality of the clothing might be made public. Nevertheless, I am really relying on receiving payment from her.
I understand. Times are hard for a lot of businesses. I see that increasingly these days when mediating business disputes.
Well, the truth is, it's gone beyond just being a situation of times being a bit tough for the business. My overdraft has gone sky high, and I haven't been able to pay several of my suppliers for several months now. A few weeks ago, one of those suppliers got a court judgment against me for the money I owe him. We're talking an amount not that much less than her ladyship out there owes me. I have until the end of this week to pay this creditor, or he's going to appoint a liquidator to close down Bentall Manufacturing. That will be the end of my business and of the jobs of the five workers there. Some of them have been with me for years. I'm sorry, I just find this so upsetting after all the years I've put into the business.
It's okay, Edwin. Take your time.
So the bottom line is this. I need a payment from Brigitte before the end of this week or I'm out of business. Ironic, isn't it? She's the one who hasn't paid me, yet I'm the one who's likely to have the bailiffs knocking on my door.
Well, what I would suggest is that you discuss further with Brigitte whether there might be some possible creative settlement solution which would address your very understandable concern. Come on, let's get back in there and see what can maybe worked out.
Okay, just don't tell her what I've just told you.
Fully understood, Edwin. Thank you for your patience, Brigitte.
I was assured that this was an entirely impartial process. It seems to me like you two were getting on pretty well out there, and I'm beginning to think that you've actually started taking sides, Ian. Otherwise, why does he get all that time alone with you to discuss things while I'm left in here all this time on my own?
Please believe me, Brigitte, I remain entirely impartial. It's just that sometimes a party will open up more initially in a short one-to-one basis. That can enable me to see the whole picture and maybe help in crafting a settlement, one that could be mutually beneficial.
As long as you're not giving him the opportunity to get you alone to persuade you to his way of thinking.
Oh, no, not at all. Maybe you'd like to tell each other how this whole situation has been affecting you. Would you like to go first, Brigitte?
It's turned my life upside down. Edwin, I told you at our very first meeting that what I was ordering from you was specifically for stocking new flagship stores I was opening in both New York and Dubai. So you knew I needed top quality garments, yet within days of starting to sell your clothing in those two new stores, we had customers flocking back to return their purchases, including a US senator in New York and a senior member of the royal family of Dubai. Do you have any idea of the reputational damage you've done to my business?
How does hearing that make you feel, Edwin?
Well, I'm sorry if you feel your customers have been let down. How do you think I feel, though? Having built up a highly regarded clothing manufacturing business over several decades, to now it's spoken about so derisively.
So it's all about you again. Well, if that's all you have to say, then maybe it's best that I just leave.
Oh, here we go. Running away from honouring our agreement. You're a time waster, Brigitte, not a serious business person.
You know what? I've had enough of this. Now you see, Ian, what he's like.
Well, hold on. There might be some common ground here. Brigitte, if something could be agreed to sort out the quality issue, would you be prepared to agree to making some payment to Edwin?
I might be prepared to pay him something. You're not taking on board, though, Edwin, how serious this matter has been for my business. So unless your attitude changes, I just don't see how you can begin to address the problem of the highly defective stock that you've landed me with.
Ian, this entire mediation process is strictly confidential between the three of us, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Then listen up, Brigitte. I presently hold extremely high-end stock due to a cancelled order, which was entirely unexpected. Same range of items as you ordered, but more of them. All quality checked to be of absolute premium quality.
Oh, sure. Like I haven't heard you claim that before.
I guess you've also heard of the UK division of a company called Ted Baker and of it collapsing into administration recently.
Of course. Who in the industry hasn't?
Well, what was to be their range for this coming season is in my warehouse and available. That's the cancelled order I'm talking about. Such prime fashion would need a premium price. But since I'm also at the end of my tether with this whole matter, here's the deal. I supply you with that Ted Baker stock for a new price of £375,000. For that, you get more stock and of the utmost quality and style, which will fly off the shelves to your high-spending customers worldwide. Also, you return the original order.
This is all starting to sound very constructive.
300,000 and I keep the original consignment. I can offload it to a factory seconds wholesaler. Plus, you deliver the Ted Baker consignment within 7 days.
350,000 and you keep the original consignment. Delivery isn't a problem. The goods are just sitting there ready to go.
Okay, agreed. On the basis, you drop your threatened legal action for alleged non-payment and I do the same regarding the inferior quality of the clothing you originally supplied.
Don't forget the allegations of slander and libel. You drop those claims too.
All right, but all on the basis of a clean break, though, so that we never need to contact each other again. I just want this whole matter, and you in particular, out of my life.
Works for me, but you make payment right now, Brigitte. I've already waited more than long enough.
Fine, no problem.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see your money.
Ian, can we have a short break?
See, here we go again. Once more backing away from stepping up and fulfilling your part of the bargain by just paying up.
Oh, shut up! Actually, I just want the time to use my mobile phone to go into my internet banking and pay this now agreed £350,000 to get you out of my life. Despite what you think of my financial standing, my daily transaction limit through my bank's online payment system is actually substantially more than that amount. So... there. Done. Happy now, little man?
Checking on my mobile. Well, what do you know? 350k. Just arrived in my account.
Excellent. After all that, we've successfully moved to settlement in the end. You've managed to resolve this by finding a solution which meets the needs and concerns of you both. Very well done. We have a full and final settlement. Now, I've written down the terms you've just agreed. That way we have a written and legally binding document. So, Edwin, if you just sign here, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, if you'll just sign here, please, Brigitte.
There you go.
Thank you. That's it then. A formal and legally recognised settlement agreement.
Good. Right. I want to get out of here. I came in through the Bolton Street entrance, so I'll go out that way.
Fine. I'll use the other door out onto Curzon Street.
Hello again, Edwin. It's good to be out of there.
Hold on. Let's just check Ian Clark's not following us out.
It's all clear.
Then yes, we can drop our false names now. Brigitte.
It worked. Yeah. Just as planned. £350,000 of our cartel's dirty drugs money cleanly laundered and legitimised with a legally recognised mediated settlement agreement.
Exactly. We've found a valuable new route for our money laundering. It's perfect for circumventing the National Crime Agency's recent clampdown on laundering through law firms and banks. As Mr. Mediator said, we've found a solution. More so than he knows. Maybe one day you really will open a shop in New York and another in Dubai.
And maybe one day you'll really open a clothing factory.
Or maybe we'll just keep coming up with fake business disputes between us instead, to continue laundering the money from our drug shipments from South America.
That being a lot more profitable.
No doubt about it. That was a good day's business.
A good day's money laundering.
I'll email you a fake invoice and receipt for the money.
And I'll send you an email to make out I've received the fictitious delivery.
We'll then have a paper trail for our records to make the settlement look legit.
Yes, indeed. With that and the signed, legally recognised settlement agreement just obtained, we've laundered the money perfectly.
I look forward to our next mediated dispute then, partner in crime.
Until then.
You have been listening to A Tricky Business by William Mackay, directed by Mary Dawson and edited by Colin Hansford, featuring Pip Rose as Ian the Mediator, Elaine Teague as Brigitte and Duncan Kerr as Edwin. Music and sound effects courtesy of YouTube, Upstage Surrey, Creating Entertainment, written and performed by local people for local people.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving arts and entertainment.